You have an authoritarian, fascistic corporate system. Larry Fink merged with the communist Chinese. No one even debates that. Helping run the biggest death camps in history. And he sits up there and lectures you about Black Lives Matter and how America's bad. And running BlackRock, he controls the Bilderberg Group. And he sits up there and perches with several members in the video of Trudeau's cabinet talking about how they're going to destroy all the governments of the world and take them over and put us all on a universal basic income and control every facet of our lives, including our children's sexuality. These people are the definition of satanic, the definition of evil, the definition of our enemies. And Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink and all of them go, things are about to get real bad, and when they do, we're going to overthrow all the governments and put our corporate rule in, and then they release the virus, shut everything down, trigger the operation. They're all on video saying, we need a catalyst to make them accept us as their saviors. And then they talk about, well, maybe a virus will do it. And then they go, well, maybe a cyber attack, maybe a war. And they're in there on all 3 points of that behind it, on record. I mean, you're watching, yeah, there's Trudeau giving Larry Fink an award. And they wear a rainbow swastika. That's the symbol of Build Back Better, is a rainbow swastika. That's what he was pinning on him. I mean, God help us. It's an organized crime group. A mega bank with quadrillions of stolen money makes Bernie Madoff look like an angel, making a move on us through criminals. They put in positions of power everywhere. And now they're starting a war with Russia. They're at war with God, folks. That's why. I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen. You die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water. You die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, what a time to be alive. What a time to be here talking directly to millions of you in defiance of the globalists and everything they've done to try to silence our pro-human movement that unifies the entire planet. And through free will, hopefully, with Christ, finally. Russia has already been in an 8-year proxy war with the globalists. And the West began to move heavy weapons in the last few years. It accelerated under Biden. And so Putin has put a bunch of troops on the border saying you need to not have them enter NATO. You need to stop heavy weapons shipments. And we need to have a major armistice, demilitarization, ceasefire meeting under their Donetsk, if I pronounced that right, compact of several years ago. In response to that, NATO and the West began to pump in even more weapons, anti-tank, anti-aircraft, where a two-man missile team can take out several tanks by themselves. And so Putin pulled back troops a few days ago and said, if you give us a deal, we will not invade. And the response by Ukraine was to begin heavier attacks in eastern Ukraine on the Russian border. Both sides are shooting at each other. Both sides are killing each other. And I don't take a side of the, quote, Ukrainians or the Russians or any of this, because when you pull back, you could argue both sides have issues with each other. But it's Russia's backyard. And the globalists that are doing this are the ones that started it and the ones that overthrew the elected Ukrainian government 8 years ago. And it's been NATO that's been expanding. But nevertheless, here we are, and we have a headline that's going live here in just a few minutes that I was writing right before we went on air 8 minutes ago that they're adding a few videos and other links to. The great Ben Warren is adding to it. And then we are going to go over all of it, but here's the headline. The world is now in World War IV. And it's a global corporate war against humanity designed to have a controlled implosion of society to then carry out their end game or their destination, their goal, 80 to 90% depopulation of the earth. Their official documents say 80 to 90% going back to the 60s. And these are the groups that created the Bilderberg Group, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. It's all the same group. They're the capture, elite capture groups, the corporate capture groups that you know of as the Davos Group. The Davos Group is the main PR mouth of this. To use a Lord of the Rings analogy, when they're about to have, you know, the big battle there on the edge of Mordor, and the forces, the good guys, are there, and the big black gate opens, and out marches a undead general. And they say, "Are you Sauron?" And he says, "No, I am the mouth of Sauron." And that's what Klaus Schwab is the mouth of Sauron. And above him is one of the top ringwraiths, Larry Fink. And then above that, of course, is the devil. And you could watch hundreds of hours. We play a lot of the clips of Larry Fink and Klaus Schwab and all their minions on television at conferences, sitting around arrogantly in their $10,000 suits, wearing their $100,000 rich watches, flying in on their $50 million private jets, telling you that they're going to discredit governments worldwide and collapse them with their corporate takeover plan to give you everything free and deliver you to a utopia. Later in the broadcast, I've got a bunch of clips together. Some I got to yesterday, more I even got last night and this morning, because I'd seen most of these clips over the years, but now Twitter and Instagram and everywhere is on fire with it. So friends, family are sending it to me. Cousins are sending it to me. They aren't even political. It's incredible, the awakening curve that's happening right now. And of course, Joe Rogan's now talking about the Great Reset and Great Detail. It's a wonderful thing. So is Tucker Carlson and so many others. And that's thanks to all of you getting the word out and making it safer for other people to now be able to get into it because it's become more mainstream. And so it's a big moment for all of us here because here's the bottom line, as I say every show. I could have way more, quote, entertaining broadcast and cover more interesting topics and things that at the end of the day don't really matter but are very interesting, or I can just hammer that if we don't identify who's running World War IV or why I call it World War IV and who they are and what their goals are, we don't have any hope. But if we just identify these monsters, they will get the blame for everything they're doing and they will go to prison. They will stop. They will end up like Bernie Madoff and the rest of his family because it's the exact same type of ilk. They've just built bigger Ponzi schemes and hope worldwide martial law and germophobia will allow them to get greater control out of them steering humanity into a firestorm. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we are in World War IV right now. The CIA, and I think they're accurate when they say this, called the Cold War World War III, a proxy war. Millions died in the proxy wars. It was a long Cold War that would hybridize into kinetic war from time to time. But now we're going into World War IV that is economic, that is psychological, that is cyber, that is radiological, that is electromagnetic, that is chemical, that is covert, silent weapons for quiet wars. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Just look these terms up. And it's what the globalists are obsessed with, and they brag how you're dumb animals, and they brag how they're going to annihilate you and how they're going to slowly take all your resources but make you love it while they brainwash you using Pavlovian behavioral psychology. These are the worst villains the earth has ever seen. And their end game, before they carry out their final solution of forced depopulation, is a digital ID that you must have to buy and sell. And that's why one of the board members of Klaus Schwab's organization, the Davos Group, that is the public arm of the Bilderberg Group, literally, he's the former head of the Bilderberg Group, states that, oh, now the system to track what you buy and what you do in live time is permanent, and then she lists a UN Klaus Schwab program. So just a week ago, the emergency in Canada's only for a few weeks. Now it's permanent. And now from China to Germany to the U.S., Biden and the other globalists are announcing, oh, we're going to watch everything you do in live time on your computer or on your bank account or with your credit cards. And we're going to give it to third-party intelligence groups. She says that to the press and to NGOs, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Hope Not Hate, all these designate groups that go and train the police and train the colleges in political correctness, they're now not just spying on your Twitter or your Facebook account, they're now in your bank. Total criminal takeover. The ADL admits that they have supercomputers spying on what all Americans post and stay in live time and building databases. And that's it. It's very, very simple. You have an authoritarian, fascistic corporate system. Larry Fink merged with the communist Chinese. No one even debates that. Helping run the biggest death camps in history. And he sits up there and lectures you about Black Lives Matter and how America's bad. And running BlackRock, he controls the Bilderberg Group. And he sits up there and perches with several members in the video of Trudeau's cabinet talking about how they're going to destroy all the governments of the world and take them over and put us all on a universal basic income and control every facet of our lives, including our children's sexuality. These people are the definition of satanic, the definition of evil, the definition of our enemies. Here we are on this Monday, February 21st, global transmission. And if the wonderful crew can put that headline back on screen, I'm going to read it to people. World War IV has begun. Powerful global corporations have set in motion a plan for world domination and complete enslavement of humanity. And they can read the subheadlines. A consortium of megacorporations working through the World Economic Forum have initiated a controlled demolition of the world economy. Only by being aware of the plan, the Great Reset, can we stop their endgame of the destruction of 90% of Earth's population, known as the Build Back Better operation. Today's broadcast is huge and important. And that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I wrote that quickly before I went live on air. We probably just add a plan, set in motion the plan. The plan, a plan, it's their plan. Set in motion their plan. And folks are going to find out real fast that we're not joking around about any of this. I understand people 25 years ago heard me talk about it, but, you know, I was told all this by senior FBI agents, senior Pentagon generals, senior people that had worked at the CIA, all senior people told me this when I was very young and then when I was got it politically involved. And that's just the way the world works, folks. You can go read the books written by these people, and there's been a massive resistance in America and in Europe and in England, but also in other areas against this big global takeover, this elite capture. Klaus Schwab didn't invent going and taking over and buying off politicians and leaders or running people for office who are in a cult. But through the Bilderberg Group and other organizations, he set up one of the most successful launches in the 70s was the beta test, the official launch in 1991 of a Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs, roundtable groups is what Cecil Rhodes called them 120 years ago. The guy that created the modern British Empire. You might want to read his books. I have. Pretty powerful stuff. It's all written there. It's all there. And the problem was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, there were mainly military officers and former intelligence officers and FBI agents and former agents, retirees that fought this. I mean, because we demonize the FBI all day and these agencies because they're captured by the globalists at the top. But when I was growing up, it was FBI agents and people would come over and play chess with my dad and drink scotch and just talk about it. From the time I was like 4 years old, right through when I moved out of the house, my dad's friends were all businessmen and engineers and scientists and FBI agents and federal marshals and all these people that knew what was going on, and they all just knew this. To them, it wasn't their opinion. They knew how the world worked. Hell, Barry Goldwater back in the 60s and 70s had hearings and talked about everything that's now happened. He almost became president. They probably would have assassinated him, though. So what I'm trying to explain to you is what I'm telling you has been known forever. British intelligence in 1921 set up Pratt House in New York City. And they set it up to buy off the New York elite and have a merger of the British Empire with the new American Empire. And that was done by World War II. And Winston Churchill wrote three books called The Histories of the English-Speaking Peoples. And by the third book, and I, by the way, read the books, they're riveting. In fact, I couldn't find them. I was looking for them, I guess, when I moved 5-6 years ago. They're in storage somewhere. I've got original volumes. Each one's about 500, 600 pages long. Big old hardcovers. And he admits it all in there, but says it's a great thing. Well, yeah, if it actually promoted freedom and Western ideas, but that's not what it's doing. It's promoting evil, ladies and gentlemen. And they have captured our governments. They have captured the infrastructure. And they've captured the agencies. And that's why I told you the Q thing was pure bull, because at the top of the FBI and the top of the NSA and the top of the CIA and the top of these courts is predominantly bad people. They haven't gotten rid of all the good people. There are some good Supreme Court justices. There are some good federal judges. But they are very close worldwide in controlling. Just the Davos Group has over 100 presidents, prime ministers of countries in their control. And I tried to get the numbers on governors and premiers, which is governors in most areas, and regional leaders, and it's around half of the governors of the Western world or premiers are under their control. There's more than 50 members of Congress. And here's what's scary. Almost all the new Democrats running and a bunch of Republicans, they're so used to, they had some, now it's almost all. They're involved. You think stuff's bad now? Man, they're about to have their people in control of everything. Everything. You think that's a good thing, folks? You think you want to live under Larry Fink's control? Who defends literal slave camps and death camps in China? That corporate attitude you see from the owner of the Warriors basketball team saying, I don't even think about the millions of people in death camps. They don't even register in my mind. They don't even enter my mind. Could you have a more evil statement? They don't even register. They're beneath me. Oh, Marie Antoinette, the French are starving. The people are starving. Open the granary. Give them some food or they're going to storm the palace and kill us. And she reportedly said, let them eat cake. And then it got stormed. The Bastille, the prison and the guard facility of the corrupt police that was guarding the palace. And within a couple days, they all had their heads chopped off. Now, did she really say, let them eat cake? Or did somebody go tell them that when they were begging for food and their children were starving to death? Or was it made up? No one knows. But we do know in modern times, Larry Fink sits up there and says, the people are poor. The middle class has been erased. We must fix it by taking over these corrupt governments and bringing in a system that gives people a basic income when they're the ones making sure that the social safety net is broken and the small businesses are shut down and their lockdowns doubled their profits and destroyed the infrastructure of the economy. They're the ones that go out of their way to destroy U.S. companies and U.S. corporations. And then Larry Fink sits up there with Chamath Palihapitiya and says, nobody cares about the death camps and the genocide. And that's liberal. And Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink and all of them go, things are about to get real bad. And when they do, we're going to overthrow all the governments and put our corporate rule in. And then they release the virus, shut everything down, trigger the operation. They're all on video saying, we need a catalyst to make them accept us as their saviors. And then they talk about, well, maybe a virus will do it. And then they go, well, maybe a cyber attack, maybe a war. And they're in there on all 3 points of that behind it, on record. I mean, you're watching, yeah, there's Trudeau giving Larry Fink an award. And they wear a rainbow swastika. That's the symbol of Build Back Better, is a rainbow swastika. That's what he was pinning on him. I mean, God help us. It's an organized crime group. A mega bank with quadrillions of stolen money makes Bernie Madoff look like an angel, making a move on this through criminals. They put in positions of power everywhere. And now they're starting a war with Russia. They're at war with God, folks. That's why. You are insane if you are not supplementing vitamin D3 and vitamin K in your life. That's not my opinion. If you look at the facts, you are crazy if you're not taking it at least several times a week, especially if you've got darker skin and aren't getting a bunch of sun. Just look into vitamin D3 and folks that have more melanin in their skin and the fact that that blocks the sun and then your body can't produce it naturally. The best place to get it is naturally from the sun. The second best place is by ingesting it, and the best way to do that is under the tongue into the blood vessels so it goes directly into the blood. And that's how you take winter sun, is sublingually under the tongue. Now this is a high-end, organic, bioavailable vitamin D3. And then on top of it, it has a high-quality vitamin K because the two work in synergy, not just for your immune system, but every major function in the body. And when I forget sometimes to take it for a week, I feel it, I notice it. I religiously now henpeck my dad and call him every couple days and make sure he's taking it. I go over to his house every couple weeks and check that the bottles are going down. And since he's been doing it for 6 months, it has been miraculous. He looks 10 years younger. Ladies and gentlemen, I am religiously now taking it every morning, a couple drops under the tongue. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It is extremely critical for older people and, again, folks with brown skin. If you've got brown skin or you've got dark brown skin, you better listen to me and research this, because the system isn't telling you why black folks out there are dropping dead in such massive numbers, but we are here talking about it. The number one issue is vitamin D3. You must have it to live. Wherever you get it, get your vitamin D, but we have a high quality source back in stock, 50% off, winter sun, InfoWarsStore.com.